Speaking of F-top.
There we go.
Everyone's favorite news story this week. We had to talk about it.
Disregard the penis in orbit.
Jeff Bezos blasts
in orbit
into space on his own rocket. Best day ever. I don't even know how much this cost.
It can't be cheap.
Apparently, he called the rocket the Blue Origin.
All right. Now, first of all, we can do a search for cost of launching satellite into space, contract rocket. Get you pretty close to what he paid.
Yeah, but anybody see anything wrong with this picture?
Wow.
The funny thing is, I mean, I don't know how they didn't see it. And this is why the description of this video says, like, do you ever have to just pinch yourself while you're wide awake to make sure that you're not living in Austin Powers?
Yeah.
Because it's a giant metal dick with balls going into space. It's a cock rocket.
I don't even think it really took him to space. I mean, he was up for like 10 minutes.
Well, let's take a look here. The breakdown of the flight is in the article here. It reached an altitude of about 66 miles, so it is technically in space. 106 kilometers, 10 miles higher than Branson's July 11th ride, whatever Branson
is. Don't care.
But yeah, he was only up there for 10 minutes. So that's 7 minutes longer than an average night with his wife.
Yeah.
It's good times. I mean, when you're worth, $200 billion?
I don't even know how much he's worth now after he gave up all that money to his ex-wife. I don't know.
He just does what he did with bookstores, skeet and delete.
Pretty much.
The guy who ruined Borders and Barnes & Noble riding a giant dick into space.
Now, I thought Barnes & Noble's still in business. Huh?
They are, but they're for that much longer.
And they've been hampered.
Who knows?
Okay.
I mean, virtually everything that sells books now is practically obsolete. It's sad.
That is a shame.
It's sad. Like, I miss walking into video stores. I miss walking into bookstores.
Yeah, because I should be done with that third book in about 6 to 8 weeks, hopefully.
Yeah. And then you just have to have it edited.
Yeah, that's going to be a...
Watch some 20-pound brain mother fornicator's head.
30-pound brain.
30-pound brain, dude.
I need a 30-pound brain motherfucker to go.
Trying to read your punctuation and grammar with his brain.
Don't get all
brain
nasty.
Fluid.
Hey, yeah. Hey.
He's going to shit spinal fluid by the time he's done with chapter two.
And when I write the book, I don't have chapters. I just write. So the guy who does the editing, I'm like, added some chapters. Like,
that's why I got to figure this shit out too, huh? Damn it.
Just added some chapters. Break it up however you want it.
Oh, man. And of course, because it is a giant metal dick with balls floating in space, and not just talking about the rocket at this point, Jeff Bezos flew a giant dick-shaped rocket into space, and the memes are out of this world. Hard to imagine a better divorce outcome than getting $50 billion and then your ex literally leaves the planet just for 10 minutes. Came back. It's unfortunate.
I'm trying to remember how much did she actually get in the divorce?
Roughly about $50 billion, yeah. She didn't take half, but she took a substantial amount.
We did the math like if he was going to get half.
And by the time Bill Gates' divorce is over, you are literally going to have the two richest women in the world, and they got that way. By a divorce.
Yeah, by wife-stituting.
Yes. And then they actually cut the dickhead off of it.
The landing?
Yeah, there's the landing capsule. There's the dickhead falling back to Earth.
Yeah, that's not...
And the capsule that he's riding in.
I don't think I would... I'm too old for that shit now. I wouldn't fly into space. I think, fuck it.
Liz Plank says, sure, flying to space is cool, but have you ever tried paying income tax? You know, people love to confuse corporate tax with income tax. He pays a fuck ton of money in income tax. But the corporations are the ones that have the easy loopholes.
Local governments make business deals, so they will bring jobs to their area.
Exactly.
They almost always cut tax breaks.
And people honestly think that having a higher corporate tax rate is like justice or something. It's like, no, because the big companies, no matter what the tax rate is, will still stow their money somewhere else because they have that latitude, they have that luxury, they have the means and the wealth. It's the small businesses who get f***ed.
Yep.
But don't tell that to a Democrat. They don't understand economics. If they had any idea about it, they wouldn't be socialist.
Absolutely correct.
Yeah. Jeff Bezos was in space for 5 minutes. Or as it's known at the Amazon warehouse, you're allotted break time for a 16-hour day.
Oh.
My dad got to watch Armstrong walk on the moon. I get to watch the guy that killed bookstores ride a dick into space. Amazon employees, now that Jeff Bezos is in space, lined up for the bathroom. These aren't really memes, though. Like, where's the meme? There it is. Now you got memes. Oh, yeah. This is kind of glorious, actually.
Is it close?
Yep.
All right.
It really does. Oh, man.
No!
That is too close.
No. Oh, yeah.
Give him the scar, and it's totally there.
It's game on.
He's even got the same squinty eye. Dude! And then there's the dick rocket.
Yeah, there's the dick. There it is.
Looks like a giant Johnson. You can't make this shit up, man. Has anyone out there not seen these pictures before now? I'm just wondering.
No, they came across my feed earlier.
It's just amazing.
He's an idiot. Oh, here we go.
Did they not think about it when they designed it, that it was going to look like a giant Schwanz just catapulting into space?
Yeah. Well, hey, look, they want the money.
I mean, not that we're used to penises flying around here or nothing. I'm just saying.
Watch Grunspeak Live every Tuesday and Thursday at 8 p.m. Eastern. And don't forget to bring your drinking straw.